Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In my 27 years as a Victorian policewoman, I investigated everything from a stolen bicycle to a stolen life. Policing taught me a lot about human nature, which I explore in my podcasts with a variety of fascinating guests discussing the human side and impact of crime, not only on their lives, but mine as well. My podcasts are not suitable for children and some adults for that matter. If you find yourself affected by my subject matter, please contact Lifeline or any other support, service or person that you feel comfortable with. My guests provide their recollection of an event or incident, sharing their thoughts and their emotions, but it's theirs and not everyone will agree with them. I understand that and I hope you do too. Thank you.
I was just unable to deal with reality. I was unable to cope with my emotions, so I would need to either kill myself or get back on the drugs. And that was sort of how it was for the last 2 years prior to being incarcerated.
This week is part two of my chat with Stu Holmes. And just to fill you in, Stu Holmes had a blessed childhood. Loving, supportive parents and sisters and education many would just dream of. But it wasn't enough. Stu had never had to work too hard because much just seemed to fall into his lap. He had the ability to do so much with his life, but he didn't. He avoided responsibility and wore it like a badge. Alcohol became his friend and it took priority over everything else. He floated through his 20s doing different jobs, including a backpacker party host in Cairns and, would you believe, a tarot card reader in Byron Bay, as you do, until Stu discovered that recruitment was his thing. And out of that, he formed a very successful recruitment company with a mate. But alcohol and drug taking began to rule his life and ruin it, along with friendships and relationships. And it was never going to end well. Stu eventually found himself in a very dark and lonely place where he believed ending his life was the only answer. He'd lost his wife, his children, his friends, his reputation, his career, and everything else that he had. In his mind, his life was worthless. His behaviour became so erratic that he held up a post office with a knife, which led to a term of imprisonment for armed robbery. And that's where everything changed. Prison gave Stu an opportunity to dry out and to think about what a mess he'd made of his life. And this was his chance at redemption and trying to make up a little of that mess that he'd made. After his release, he founded a recruitment agency called the Green Collar Brigade, which in conjunction with Wise Employment Group, it helps those coming out of prison find meaningful employment and believes that everyone deserves a second chance. How could you argue with that? Well, I can't anyway. So welcome to week two of my chat with Stu. And this week, I talk more to Stu about the effect not being able to see his kids had on him and more about the difficulties in dealing with what he'd put his family through and how even to this day he hasn't really spoken in any detail with his mum because of the guilt he carries with what he's put her through. He also talks about the article, which really turned his life around, but at the time, the humiliation it caused. And of course, more about his brilliant concept in helping those in prison get employment. His attitude is just so captivating and inspiring and motivating, bit of everything. Anyway, welcome to week two. Have a great week. During that party lifestyle that you had, that phase, did you ever think at any point that you needed to stop or take some sort of control? Were you capable of thinking that?
Yeah, look, I'll just add something to what you were saying about I deal with things sometimes with humour and I try and lighten it. And it was funny, on my Facebook feed the other day, I've got a one-year-old baby daughter now, and I had an ad popped up with a onesie, and the onesie said, I spent 9 months on the inside. My parents now deal with a life sentence. And I shot that through to Mum, and I think she responded with too soon. I try to lighten it, and then maybe I'll deal with it in some other way. But it's really for my boys, you know, just on that as well. My boys were what instigated me to say, I'm not going to die here. They both go to very good schools, and I don't want them to be teased. Your dad was in jail, and I want them to be proud of me. So that was a really big driver, and I want my family to be proud of me. I dragged my my family name through the mud, and that's a big driver. Yeah, so but when it was spiraling out of control, I was in that spiral where I couldn't. So I was taking a lot of ice. I was taking a lot of G and other drugs. And what happens is, and alcohol, of course, as I would come out of my bender, the pain was even worse. I missed my boys so much. So I didn't have access to them, and I'd lost that through the courts. And I was just unable to deal with reality. I was unable to cope with my emotions, so I would need to either kill myself or get back on the drugs. And that was sort of how it was for the last 2 years prior to being incarcerated.
I can't imagine, and it happens a lot, that when you are separated from your children for something like going to jail or a court order due to your behaviour, I just can't imagine how you'd ever live with that, what that must do to your soul.
Yeah. it took me to a very dark place, and I'm still reconciling that. Absolutely, I behaved in a manner that was not worthy of what my children deserved. However, they should have still been involved in my life. And there was a range of reasons why that didn't happen. One of them was that I was defending myself against four or five lawyers. By the end, I just couldn't afford to get good representation. And as imaginative and eloquent as I think I am, and creative with understanding what was going on, it was taking a knife to a gunfight. Excuse the obvious pun. I just was unable to continue to fight. And on top of that, I wasn't passing urine tests. My behaviour was erratic. There was every right that my ex had to make that decision. I felt that they were better off still being in my life, and I probably still do, to be honest, Narelle. But look,
really, that interests me, Stu, because I'm thinking, as a, let's say I'm in child protection or police, or I'm in the courts, I do apologise, but I would think that that was a risk that I don't know if I would be prepared to take. What, you know, what if the kids are introduced to some of your friends? What if they see you taking ice? Well, oh, there's so many, you know, your erratic behaviour. That's interesting that you say that you still think or believe it was, probably the wrong decision. That's interesting.
Yeah. Look, there's a lot in there to unravel. I suppose a big part of it.
There is.
Yeah. I guess a big part of it was I wasn't, except on one or two occasions, and one or two occasions is probably one or two too many, but I was a good present dad, and I wasn't using when I was around them. I wasn't taking, I wasn't getting drunk and things like that. And I had a partner, and I think, you know, my belief is, and I'm part of several support groups, one of them 21 Fathers, which is a group that is primarily online for, and it's called 21 Fathers because 21 dads kill themselves every year because of child access. And it's sort of, you know, what begets that, what happens first. Sometimes it's the lack of access, and it's the pain, and it's the grief that creates the atmosphere where drugs or alcohol seem like the best solution. And therefore it's the on and off. But the boys were never, in my opinion, in danger. They always had, they're always looked after. And I think if we look at the world in its totality about what was happening in so many families when we were growing up 50 or 60 years ago, the family violence, the discipline that fathers would enact on their children, the drunkenness that would go on, they certainly weren't being removed from their child's life. I think there's been an overcorrection, and it's just something that I believe, Narelle, and it's a hard one to completely unpick. And I don't put any of this on my ex. She was doing the best she was doing what she thought was the right thing, and she had the support of my family. So it's just a difference of opinion, and I'm just doing everything I can now to make sure that I'm the best version of me and continue to get more access to my boys.
Yeah. So do you have full access to the boys now? Like have you, what's the word, mended or the relationship with your boys, or what's the relationship like now?
The relationship's great. I had them on Saturday. We went to the Royal Melbourne Show, and we had a supervisor. So I get them every 3 months with a supervisor. So the Royal Melbourne Show hasn't gotten any cheaper, and the show bags are more shit than they've ever been. In fact, you get an aero show bag, I think was $6. It had two aeros in it and four mini Kit Kats, and I'm thinking, gee, we really should have just gone to them. And once upon a time, I think it's because of the short-term CEO society that we live in, where once upon a time there'd be, you know, great big blow up clubs and hammers and things branded in Nestle or Cadbury, and it was about trying to get the kids to really buy into the marketing. Maybe they're not allowed to do that now. Maybe it's unethical. Maybe it just costs too much. But there was none of that shit in there. It was just a complete ripoff. So the whole day cost me over $2,000 to get the supervisor, go to the Royal Melbourne Show, and then come back. And thankfully, my partner's a Collingwood supporter, so we were all cheering for Collingwood. And
let's not go there. I'm not a Collingwood supporter, but I thought that was such a fantastic game. Hey, just going back to the show, it would have been and could have been a lot cheaper to take the boys to the animals and just let them cuddle the animals. That wouldn't have cost anything. What were you thinking, Stu?
You show me a 13 and 11 year old boy who wants to go and cuddle animals, and I'll show you a day at the Collingwood Children's Farm. No, look, it was seriously what. We did mosey on through the animal section, and there was a few bulls there. But you know, Henry, my youngest, is like, "Yeah, this stinks in here." So back out to the rides and the show bags we went. And it was great because there was very few people there. So I was glad. The main reason I wanted Collingwood to beat GWS was because then it would be a quieter day at the show, and it was. There was very few people there.
Well, there was 100,000 at the G. Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's gorgeous. Well, of course I wouldn't realise because I don't know you that well, but that's still pretty tough. And sorry, I will move on because it's very difficult talking about your boys.
Yeah, it sucks, Narelle. I can only put the photos of them on the fridge the week before I get them because it hurts too much to have to think about it and deal with it for the other 2 months and 29 days. So, yeah, that's something that I'm hoping will improve over time, but
They'd have to, wouldn't it? Like once you do the time, you've done it, you agree with all the conditions, surely it won't take too long before you can have a quote-unquote normal relationship with them again.
Yeah, I can't talk about the court orders.
Okay.
But I can say that they were allowed to see me on Father's Day for half an hour. That was created, and also for my daughter's first birthday, they were allowed to come unsupervised. So there is progress, but they're getting to an age where they'll be able to make up their own decisions. But we'll see. As long as I keep doing the next right thing, Narelle, then things will change in my favour.
You know, talking about court and children, not going into the court orders with you, but I just think it's just made me think about children in court situations and these situations with parents that have separated or for whatever reason they're not with their mum and dad. I think kids aren't given enough voice in a court, particularly the fact, your 13-year-old, I think he is – well, I would imagine most 13-year-olds are mature enough to be able to say, I want to go and stay with my dad for blah, 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 or my mum, whatever. Mm. I understand maybe little Henry, might be a bit young, but I think children should have a voice in court, some representation, and for the courts to take into consideration what the kids want, not so much what the court wants. To be able to, tell the court why they don't want to or they do.
Yeah, look, you're right. And but we're probably going back about 7 or 8 years where most of these decisions were being made, so they were much younger. And it's a long story, and I think we've just got to look towards the future now and what can happen in time to come. They love me very much. They cried when they left on Saturday. I haven't had my ex poison them against me at all. And they're well developed and they've grown into fine young men. And perhaps it's because of me not being in their life that they've had to deal with some emotional pain and, also got a very good extended family going on at the moment. So I think looking at the ends justifies the means and whatnot. Perhaps it's the best. We'll see. Time will tell. But they'll come back into my life as we go along.
I have no doubt, Stu. Absolutely no doubt. I read somewhere that you had the fortune of having a good mate who was in the legal fraternity and he helped you a great deal with, his wisdom, legal advice and support. And just talking about kids in the courtroom, I just find in the justice system it's about who you know and how much money you've got as to often whether you win or lose a case or the type of representation you get. And it just doesn't seem right to me. Justice should be fair for all across the board. And I'm not taking anything away from the great support of your friend because who wouldn't seek his help and accept it?
Yeah.
But it is about who you know, isn't it, and the money, which I just don't think is fair.
It's definitely about the money. I didn't have any money. And for me it was – he was certainly helpful, but it's more, I think, about what you know. And I'd been defending myself for 5 years in the family court and I'd fostered a great deal of relationships through doing that. And I had a pretty good idea about how the system worked, and I knew where to go, how to go about it. And he was a school friend and a very good school friend of mine, and he gave me some guidance and helped me with organisations that I could approach for legal aid. But it was free.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There wasn't money involved. His wisdom certainly did help. But I think, and so perhaps it is a little bit who you know. So, I mean, I recently had a guy who did our program go and try to get his kids back. And he knew me, and I spoke as a witness on his behalf. And he hadn't seen his kids for 3 years, and now he sees them every second weekend. So, in that way, he knew me. So, I think it's important to cultivate positive relationships and positive peer support and network support, and that will perhaps come back and help you. But I think everyone has the ability to do that, and it's educating people. Get to know your local support groups. Get to know some people who can advocate on your behalf. Whether it's someone who will do urine testing for you, or who will write a reference for you, or knock on enough doors and you'll find a legal aid. You'll find an organisation that'll do legal aid. Most of the good law firms will do legal aid in order to maintain some of their registrations or some of their credentials. And so we just need to be persistent. People need to be persistent and not give up after one phone call on legal aid on hold for half an hour. Call a firm directly. Call a few firms directly. Keep knocking on doors. Keep asking. Solutions will come that way.
And I understand exactly what you're saying, but also you have really, you are very determined. You've got belief in yourself. You've got confidence. You've had the support. But I feel for those people that don't have your determination. They don't have their belief in yourself, in themselves. You know, they're the ones that they're really vulnerable to just so many things in society, and they're the ones that I feel they deserve as good a representation, not as you. This is not about you. It's about the system. And I think, you know, people, like, when there are a lot of people that if they get a knockback, they just think, you know, oh, woe is me, and they don't have that confidence, do they?
No.
In themselves, that self-belief to think, I'll just keep going.
That's right.
It's like, oh, the world's fucked, you know.
Yeah.
Woe. Yeah, it's hard, but I do appreciate, gee, you're lucky, Stu.
No, look, you know, you're right. So much of it is attitudinal. And I, if they've come out of jail or if they're looking to get bail, then by all means they can contact me. And I can't give them legal representation, but we can sign them on with Wise Employment. They can do the program with us, and they can find like-minded people who can identify with them and a bunch of people who can support them. And by doing the Green Collar Brigade volunteering, they've got something to talk about when they see an employer. First thing an employer is going to ask them is, what were you up? Tell us a bit about yourself. What were you up to on the weekend? Yeah, you could say I was watching porn and smoking bongs, or you could say I was volunteering through Green Collar Brigade at a church, and I'm part of several support groups to address some of the previous issues that I've had, and now so it's about putting positive spin on it, and we can create an atmosphere and an environment where people feel confident to do that. So this isn't a plug for Green Collar Brigade or WISE, but this is where one of the there's many organisations who do work with people post-release or pre-release, getting back into the community, but ours is a special kind of program.
But it's not a plug, Stu. Well, even if it appears that it isn't, because we certainly haven't discussed it, but also it's giving people some options. You know, like, it's an option for them to contact the Green Collar Brigade. Like, how can that be a bad, you know, I know you're not saying it's a bad thing, but that's got to be a good thing. You know, here is somebody like yourself who's offering to help somebody that's just come out of jail. They can't get legal. You know, as you said, it's not about legal aid. It's probably more about mindset and learning how to go for a job, what to say, how to say it. Can we go to the offence? So, your life is completely, you are out of control. Drugs, alcohol, you know, partying, blah, blah, blah. There was, when you got interviewed or arrested by the police, there was a particularly humiliating article in the Herald Sun which catapulted you into some sort of action, didn't it? To be honest, I question, because I've read the article, I question how a journalist could ever write such an article without knowing that backstory. To me, it was desperate gutter journalism. Can you share with us a little about that article and the effect that it had?
Yeah, thanks, Nirel. It was actually when I got out of jail. So it was I was only in jail for 9 months, and it was armed robbery, and I should have or could have easily got 3 years. But aside from, you know, reasonable legal representation, it was the fact that we were just going into COVID and everyone was panicking, and it was they were preferring to give community corrections orders and other types of sanctions as opposed to putting people back into jail. There was the feeling that they were just holding on to this moat, preventing COVID from getting into jail. So they'd cut off visitors, they'd cut off all sorts of things. And so I was fortunate to be in that situation. The Herald Sun article, it wasn't the first one was horrible, but the second one was more humiliating, which named me as one of Melbourne's three dumbest criminals. that was quite embarrassing. That came out sort of 6 months afterwards. But look, it probably did catapult me into some action, and initially it was catapulted me into PTSD. But ultimately it was part of my redemption determination, where it was, this is now, you know, the top Google search, and it's why I moved from Stuart Holmes to Stu Holmes. Spoiler alert, it won't make any difference. It'll still find you. I didn't want my boys to have this legacy hanging over them, and so I now do everything, and doing this podcast and other work that I'm doing is slowly pushing more positive things up onto Google. And look, online brand is important. Online, particularly if you care about those who love you and you love, because we don't live in isolation. We don't live, you know, as Buddhist monks. And that's what I was thinking when I was. And it wasn't much partying, you know, I can tell you that right now. There was a lot of drugs, yep. There was a lot of alcohol, but not much, you know, if me staying in the shed because my partner wouldn't allow me in the bed was partying, then yes, there was partying, but no, it was a pretty low state, and yeah, pretty bad journalism as well, but hey, it is what it is.
Actually, we haven't actually, and I feel like I don't want to appear that we are ignoring what you did. We haven't actually spoken about it. Could you? I'm happy to just briefly say it, or could you, about this is just how low you got and how affected you got by drugs and alcohol, and just don't do it, because what Stuart did was a 15 minutes probably of absolute madness, and it affected your whole life. I just don't want to appear like we're brushing over it and not talking about it, because you did it and that's why you went inside. Do you want to, or would you mind just sharing what you did?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's the catalyst for change, so I'm more than happy to. And I laugh about it in some senses now. And that's because if you don't laugh, you cry. But it's also because it's behind me and it's not me anymore. And I don't laugh because of the torment that I created for the people that were victims in that post office who were frightened. But I woke up on the morning. In fact, I didn't wake up. I'd been awake for 3 days, and a bottle of vodka, and I'd just had enough. And I was paranoid because I'd been taking a lot of ice, and I felt that I was being watched and everything was being recorded, and I'd got to that level of forensic paranoia. And I thought, it doesn't matter what I do, I'm going to be seen. Life's irrelevant. And that's kind of the headspace I was in. I was bawling my eyes out. I put on a ski mask or a scuba mask. Balaclava, I think, and I took a bag and I skateboarded down to the closest post office with a knife in my hand and walked in and said, give us all your money. And there was a girl who was 16 or 17 who was recording it all, and she thought it was a joke, hence why there was a video of me. And everyone just froze, and the people behind the counter gave me the money, and off I took on the skateboard, and about 15 CCTVs out the front of people's houses saw me skateboarding down my street. I came into my house. I don't know where the money went. I either dropped it somewhere along the way or something, and evidently it was $6,000, but I never saw that. And I got into my house and I collapsed and passed out on the couch, and 20 minutes later, half an hour later, there was 16 policemen, and I'm lying on my couch in my underwear, saying, you know, you're coming with us, mate. And it's the next thing, I was in handcuffs and off to MRC. So that was the brilliant strategy and plan that I had to collect some money, and that's where it took me. So, yeah, I was one of Melbourne's, you know, dumbest is probably not the right word, but most foolish people. And humiliating because it was so poorly executed, but also just, you know, terribly tragic in that I was going through so much grief at not seeing my sons and where my life had gotten to that I just didn't care. I wanted to get shot. I wanted to die, and nothing. There was no fear of consequences. There was no feeling of anything really. I was just, I was numb. I was in a not in a blackout, but in a brownout. For those who heavy drinkers, they'd understand that. And didn't care. Just there I was. That's what I did. And handcuffs was my reward.
Yeah, gee, and I suppose that's the message, one of the many messages through this podcast, is that that is where drug taking and alcohol can take you, to 15 minutes that changed your whole life. Mm. And I suppose that's a really important message, that, you know, don't get to that point. There's so much help out there, you want to get that help in some ways, but in other ways you think, what's the point? So, it's a difficult place to be. Obviously I've never been in that situation, but I think, please don't let it get to that, because look what it's, look at your life and what it's done, and thank God you're doing what you're doing to try and turn it. Well, it sounds like you are turning everything around, but you know what, Stu? Mm. Sometimes there's not things you can turn around, and that's one of the things. You've got to live with it, don't you?
Yeah, I've got to live with it. And look, now it's very much part of who I am and what drives me to do what I do. Certainly drugs and alcohol will lead to spontaneous decisions and erratic behaviour, but, roll that into grief and other mental illness, and it's a terrible recipe for decision making. And that's where I was, and I've heard a lot of people through doing that, and I'm now mending those relationships, and life's good now. I have a 7-month-old Staffy. I have a great partner, a bunch of friends, and I don't have that pit in the bottom of my stomach that just constantly feels sick and anxious and wriggling around with all sorts of other rotten things inside. I feel comfortable about myself. I can look in the mirror now, even though I've chucked on 20 kilos, and I'm reasonably content with the man I'm becoming and what I've achieved in the last few years.
I hope you feel very proud of yourself, Stu. Look, in closing, I just want to say thanks. Thanks for giving those who may have lost nearly everything something to hang on to, or something to work toward, particularly with the Green Collar Brigade. And also, I'd like to put a bit of a plug in there, which I didn't realise there was such an organisation called 21 Fathers. There are I don't know if you want to actually say, but where your mum is part of this group, is that a little group, or is it something different, factions within different areas that support parents that's kids have been inside? Is that something we can give a plug to as well?
It's a Christian fellowship group, so it wouldn't be for everyone. And mum, who's a very strong Christian, was part of that. And look, sometimes the people who are coming out of jail, who I find working with to be the easiest, are often those who have had some sort of conversion experience or have attended AA while they've been in jail, or something else has triggered the change. And there's apprenticeships and there's all sorts of things that do that. And we look at the recidivism rates, which is repeat offending, and I think within 2 years, 30% of people have reoffended, but 67% haven't. And that's because of some of the stuff that goes on in jail, but it's also because of programs like us, the Assistance of Wise Employment, there's the Salvation Army, there's countless organisations. You just have to look. And I think that's one of the things that we often don't do for ourselves. It is that, look, if we look further into our brain and into our pain, then we're not going to find the answers. If we start helping others and we start looking out beyond ourselves and having some hope, there are a lot of organisations and people that will help you. Anyone who wants to get in touch with me, my website is thegreencollar.com.au or greencollarbrigade.org or contact Wise Employment, and you can do our program and we'll throw everything we can to try and help you get work and get yourself out of perhaps the mental space that you're in and become part of a collective tribe of people who have changed their lives and continuing to better themselves and, yeah, come alive again.
Yeah, well, I love what you do, Stu. Good luck with everything. You better go and tend to that little girl of yours.
Okay,
she needs daddy.
You can probably hear her through the podcast. And this, probably my little staffy Esther is barking as well because it's raining and she hasn't had a walk. So I'm honoured to be able to share this with you, Narelle. And absolutely, anyone can contact me who has a son or a daughter in jail or wants to get some sort of assistance when they come out, and it's a growing industry, but we're a big part of it. So thank you.
Oh, I love what you do, and good luck with everything in the future, Stu. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. As you've probably noticed, we've moved to a new platform called Acast. I think that's the right expression, I've got no idea. And my previous reviews haven't transferred over. I need reviews. Could you do me a favour and put up a review? And thank you so much for your support and patronage. With your help, I can give you that little bit extra. Thanks.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.